KR4ARE. This is KR4FMC. I got to tell you, I love listening to you guys talk about radio. No doubt about it.
KR4AAE, previous station. I missed your call. I was out of the room. Could you repeat that again, please?
That's okay. I butchered your call sign as well. This is KR4FMC, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, November, Charlie. Yeah, what I was saying was I've been listening to your conversation with the other gentleman going out to Spartanburg talk about radio. That's just a subject I enjoy listening to. You never know how much you can learn.
Copy that. I mean, that's what it's for. It's a hobby. You're supposed to be chatting about the hobby, learning about the hobby. I mean, honestly, I've learned probably more than I can imagine already just from listening to people's conversation about on HF and about antennas and radios. I mean, yeah, the tests and all give you the theories, but the real working knowledge comes when you're on the radio and you get over the mic fright and you start chatting with people.
It's the real test then, because you find out what you thought you were learning, what actually happens out here in the real world. Environmental conditions, all kinds of things play into it. So that's what makes it fun.
I agree. I mean, what really makes it fun here is I just put up an HF vertical antenna, and I went through and I weatherproofed everything, and then it rained, and I said, oh, boy. I was like, I wonder if I've weatherproofed everything correctly. So, of course, I break out the SWR meter and take a look at it, and I'm like, okay, I think everything looks okay. I don't have any water in the coax. You know, you're sweating bullets, and you're like, okay, I'm good. I don't have to replace all my coax I just put out there.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun adventure. Water in the coax. That can cause you just something. Because having the right SWR meter makes a big difference, too.
Copy that. I went through, I weatherproofed everything. It's a good old instruction manual. It tells you the best practice and the best way to do things, and I followed it to the T, so hopefully everything will stay good through the next rainstorm. I mean, I got a little bit more of weatherproofing and putting the coax in a little better of a weather-tight container when I get the time to, so it's a hobby. I just come back to it when I can.
No doubt about it. Do it when you get the time and you're thinking about it. It's fun. Yeah, I just got a little handheld TID radio H8. Your little mobile unit or handheld unit that I've got wired up on a magnetic truck mount for right now. So it's hopefully it seems to be working pretty good.
You're coming in good. A little quiet, but I can. You're fully legible, but it's pretty good. You must be pretty close to the repeater.
At this point, I'm about 15 miles from the repeater. So I was getting into the Harris Mountain one. That one's only like 6-7 miles out, but it's about 15 miles up to Caesar's Head.
You're making it pretty good. What's your QTH?
So the repeater is reminding me to say KR4FMC. back to you.
KR4AAE. What's your QTH?
Now I am right here on East North Street, just short of Pleasantburg. So, that's not too far. Just pulled into the parking lot for work, and got a few minutes before I got to get in there. So I thought I'd give you a shout back.
Well, thanks for the quick little cue, so enjoyed the day, and I'll catch you later on the airwaves. KR4FNC, this is KR4AAE, clear on your final.
I certainly have enjoyed it. Both the conversation I was listening into and the one I've got with you now. So definitely a pleasure. I think I've heard you out there before, so we'll try to get you This is KR4FNC. My name is Rick. And 7-3s, and we'll catch you later. Have a great day.